the volume.
Moneyline Monaco is proud to be presented by FanDuel. Never played FanDuel Fantasy before? Great. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required, with a free entry to an NBA contest. Plus, for those who want a deposit, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Why do you play on FanDuel? FanDuel Fantasy is an easy-to-use app. Different and unique contests across sports in relation to your skill level, compete for top cash payouts, and compete against your friends in head-to-head matchups. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required, with a free entry to an NBA contest. And FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Go to FanDuel.com/Cowherd to sign up today. That is FanDuel.com/Cowherd so they know we sent you. FanDuel, more ways to win. Let's go! Back at the wall, cashing undefeated Wednesday podcast. Hi, how are you? Back on a Friday. Crack a beverage, but make sure you get your work done first. Sports gambling with Moneyline Monaco. Alex Monaco fired up to be here. Look, when you're feeling the heat, when the sun is coming down, you got to ride with CP Point God. State Farm stock going up three, baby. And that's what we did. Two Suns, crazy borderline pick 'em, straight up W's for the Team Moneyline Monaco pod this week. Also fresh off of Tottenham, switching manager, sacking Mourinho. Huge, huge morale comeback W and sick Sun putting in a stoppage time pen. Just like we were bad beat sauced in the 87th against Leeds on Monday to screw us on the Liverpool match, which we are getting back this weekend. The football gods, the footy gods were nice to us. And yes, we went undefeated on Wednesday. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review. If you cashed, hey, feel free to throw it in the iTunes section. I appreciate every one of you. Make sure to shout you out in the IG stories if we do. But hey, we could sit here and gallivant all day about an undefeated Wednesday. All that matters is what we do next. And it is fight night feels on a Friday, baby. UFC 261. Usman versus Masvidal round dose. I got two UFC picks for you with a side of a regrunculous EPL, same game, new FanDuel feature parlay. I don't have two picks for you in that. I have three picks in one footy match. But we kick off today's show. We got Usman versus Masvidal. The Nigerian Nightmare versus Mr. Game Bread Jorge, who is sat on a last July L by unanimous decision against the Nigerian Nightmare, fight Usman. And I gotta go. Just because Usman is minus 400, guys, an absolute Larry lock, even though nothing's a lock in the octagon. All right, let's get into it. Usman by the points, minus 120. And here's why. Well, first off, why is Usman gonna win? Guys, on a 17 fight win streak, a perfect, a 13-0 unblemished record in the octagon, holding the belt for all kinds of earned it reasons. But why I have to go points is what we're getting into right now. In 9 of his last 12, he's won by points. So look, he's got cardio. He's got unbelievable wrestling ability. He is very similar when it comes to Whitaker, who I had last week, and Cash, by the way, on points. So we are fresh off a W in UFC. If you're listening to this, but you didn't catch last Friday's pod, had Whitaker over Gastelum, just capped it like a mensch. This weekend, look, Masvidal's a brawler, baby. He has 35 wins and 14 losses for good reason. But I have to tell you, look at Usman. He doesn't give you anything. He is a superior wrestler in this match. He has the ability to knock you out. I mean, he took care of Burns, but look, they've had the same fight camp for years. It's a little bit of a different story when you know each other like brothers. Masvidal, on the other hand, I mean, look, he took the fight against Usman last July on 6 days' rest. 6 days' rest. He had dropped 22 pounds. So I don't want to say that is a little bit of a Costco sample to what we have to look at when we're capping this match. But the reality is this. As exhausted as Jorge was, as exhausted as that turnaround was with weight, he still went the distance. And if you're looking at that last match in July against Masvidal, he won every round, by two of the judges. And the third judge gave him a 49-46. But here's what's most impressive and really why I have to go the distance. Masvidal, he has a lot of losses. This man, when I tell you, his last 10 losses, this goes back to 2010. We're talking borderline iPhone 1 time zone. MySpace still prevalent. This lad has not lost in anything other than a unanimous decision or a split decision. Let me repeat that. When Masvidal loses, he doesn't get knocked out. This is a Brooklyn brawler, if there was such a thing. Coming up in the Kimbo late slice era, I'm telling you, this guy is a certified dog. He will fight till he is Nate Diaz bloody like a freaking 300 Gerald Butler scene. But when Masvidal wins, he knocks you out. He knocked out three guys before the July loss, and that includes Darren Till, of course Askren, and Nate Diaz. So for me, we got to just look at it like this. Usman's on a 17-fight win streak. He's not losing. In fact, Burns, you could argue, last fight was his biggest challenge because they know each other like the back of their hand. Masvidal's had a year to sit on this loss, a year to watch game film, to figure out style, different approach. But you can't when it comes to the Nigerian nightmare. You don't have the nickname with the word nightmare in it unless you are in people's skull. Now, Usman has vowed. He vowed to end Masvidal. He vowed to end him. So if you want to take a flyer on Masvidal getting knocked out, I don't see it given what I just told you. He got choked out in 2009. It's the last time this man went down and tapped. Tap, tap, taparoo. He doesn't go down. So if we're not outthinking the room, you got to say to yourself, Usman is going to work on his feet, but work very tactically on his feet and then work to get Jorge on the ground and just control everything when it comes to wrestling. And that's where Masvidal is going to have some trouble. A triangle choke in 2009, the last time Masvidal tap, 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 tappy, tap, tap, Happy Gilmore, tap it in, just tap, tap. So, if we're looking at it smart and we're not looking at it emotionally, although Usman declared he would end Masvidal, that means he wants to end him in under 5 rounds. This is the main event, 25 minutes, 5 rounds, 5 minutes a pop. I simply have to look at it non-emotionally. Masvidal has had almost a calendar year. I mean, we're talking about 'tis the multiple seasons have changed since these two danced. But I got to be smart with it. 9 of the last 12 wins for Usman have been by decision. This is going to be superior cardio. This is going to be wrestling. This is going to be strategy. Masvidal is going to look to knock him out. Again, Usman has that style bender, reaper, energy to him to where he's tactical, he's smart. He doesn't even put himself in precarious positions. There will be no need of the noggin. There is nothing of that ilk happening in this match. It's Usman defending, winning by decision, minus 120. Look, that's a pick 'em in the NBA game type good money for a guy that's minus 400 on the money line. I think you have to seriously look at that. And if you want, which you can do because of the plus money here, if you like Usman to knock him out or you like Usman to choke him out, you're getting paid 2-1, 3-1 in addition to 16-1 if he chokes him out. I'm going to do the smart thing, which is just take what I see that I'm reading, that I'm watching, and I'm studying. Masvidal hasn't gone down since 2009, all right? I was out of high school in 2009. Hopefully, you pick up what I'm putting down. And Usman has a 17-fight win streak. So if he ain't losing, and the other dude, Masvidal, ain't getting choked out or knocked out, well, then that leaves us one conclusion. Usman points, defending the title, minus 120. Stick it in your gambling coffee, and let's keep it rocking. All right, we call this section the Degenerate Special. And when I tell you what I cooked up in Liverpool hosting at Anfield, Newcastle, you're going to really look at me like a true degenerate. Now, I'm telling you, the Jewish Italian hair stays up naturally, baby. We're on 6-7 sports all day, every day. No Belichick days off. So I already know this is hitting. If it doesn't hit, well, we got ourselves a chasing Saturday night on the UFC bill. But Saturday morning, 4:30 a.m. Pacific. I need you to mark your EPL calendars because I should be a gorgeous 3 wins, no losses on record this week on the pod in Premier League matches. We're 2-1 with a parlay that almost paid you 2-1 on Wednesday if you tailed. Oh, thank you very much. We are dancing on the FanDuel Same Game Parlay new feature that has been kind to us. And I'm not giving you two picks in this Patty Parlay. We're going three. This could get ugly, or it could be gorgeous. Three things need to happen. Liverpool needs to win. The seventh in the table right now. Tottenham little leapfrogged them on that win on Wednesday. Can't afford to not beat Newcastle, who is, I mean, come on, 15th in the table. Shabbat shalom. This is a Larry David lock, baby. You're going to put your feet up and watch Liverpool cover. The second part of this parlay, I need Mo Salah to score. And I need under 3.5 goals. And if those three hit, Liverpool wins. Salah, an anytime goal scorer, minus 250. Under 3.5, minus 182. So that's 2-1, 3-0, 2-0. Any of those, we win. It pays us 227 plus 227. That's 100 down to get 327 back. You're winning $227 on a $100 bet if you happen to be dancing with Benjamins. I don't recommend a Benjamin on this degenerate special, but I recommend something. Let's get into it. Liverpool's starting to win. Three of the last four, they've W'd in the Premier League. And quite frankly, sick little bad beat header in the 87th to Leeds. Otherwise, we're staring at four straight wins in four straight Premier League matches. And they're going against a team. I mean, again, Newcastle is abysmal. And don't look at the little 3-2 win against West Ham where an own goal happened and a pen happened. I mean, look, Newcastle wins. I mean, somebody can reach out and tell me to do some sort of dare on the internet. Why I like the under, only one match of Liverpool's who will be dictating tempo, pace, winning possession, winning shots on goal, all of it. Only one time in all of April and all of March, have they gone over four goals? And the only time they went over four goals was a 3-1 L to Real Madrid in Champions League. And that wasn't the Premier League. So if you're worried about this going over four goals, no. It's happened one time in the last 2 months because Liverpool is cooled off, but they know they have to play defense. They got a couple of injuries they're dealing with. Klopp has had to shuffle around the backs. And if it makes you feel better, Newcastle and Liverpool drew 0-0 last time they danced. You also have Newcastle 13th in goals for, and Liverpool with all the defensive injuries still top 7 in goals against. It ain't going over 4. If it goes over 4, that means Liverpool made a mockery of Newcastle, which could happen. I don't see it. I think this screams under, and that's why they're giving you the juice at minus 182, baby, on under 3.5. And why is Mo Salah going to score? Why is the guy who's leading the entire league in 19 goals going to score? He's had a goal in his last 3 Premier League games that he started. And why is Salah going to score? He has scored in the last 3 Premier League games that he started. Goal versus Villa. Goal versus Arsenal. Don't even count Leeds, which he didn't score on Monday. It's because he came in as a sub. The only time in April, which is 2 times out of 5, Salah hasn't scored. They didn't score at all against Madrid. And Salah came in really with just 15 to play, which was an odd sub for Klopp. Just a little bit of strategy there. Weird Super League day that day too. A lot of vibes. A lot of feels. That's all out the window now. Salah, 19 goals and 31 appearances. He's also coming off rest. He's hungry. He's angry. He knows his team is 7th in the table. He knows West Ham is slipping, baby. Someone's getting that 4th spot. Leicester City won 3-0 yesterday against West Brom. They don't have any luxury not to sauce Newcastle. So I can keep going or I can just cap it. Liverpool's going to win. Liverpool's going to win. It's going to go under 3.5. It's only happened one time in the last 2 months. 4 goals. And that was in the Champions League. Mo Salah has scored in 3 of his last 5 matches. 1 they didn't score. 1 he was a sub. The other 3, bada bing, bada boom, bada ba. That's a goal. That's a goal. That's a thank you, thank you, thank you. Plus 227, Liverpool to win under 3.5. Salah scores a goal. If you didn't think I was a gambling fanatic, now you know. Prop, shop, pick, let's go. The next time you're watching basketball, I've got the perfect way for you to get in on the action for free. I'm talking about NBA Input. It's absolutely free to play on the FanDuel app and features all the fun of live betting. NBA Input turns every quarter of every game into a free contest where you can win real cash prizes. So while you're watching the game, all you have to do is predict the outcomes of plays and game props before they happen to claim your share of the prize pool. Best of all, a new contest starts every quarter of every game, giving you more ways to win. FanDuel is the exclusive home for NBA Input, so the action is always available right at your fingertips on the FanDuel app. The app is so easy to use, and it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. And it doesn't matter where you live or where you're traveling to, because NBA Input is available in every state. Don't miss your shot. Get in the game and download the FanDuel app and start playing NBA Input today. The other belt on the line. I'm going right back to UFC 261. We have a women's match for the ages. It's Magnum versus Thug. It's Wei Li defending her title against Nama Yunus. Oh, baby. Wei Li, minus 215 on the money line. The dog, Rose, plus 172. But this is the prop shot. On our way out, I'm going the distance. Yes, this is going the distance. Minus 122. Look, you're going to knock me for taking 2 fights on mains that are going on pay-per-view the distance? Isn't that what you want? You want these 2 to tango. You don't want to go get popcorn like Coward says and somebody gets Mike Tyson knocked the heck out? No. You got to say to yourself this, okay? Wei Li lost her first match in UFC, she's won 21 fights in a row. This woman has won 21 fights in a row with her last going the distance. Rose is 7-2 in her last nine. And there is value on her as an underdog, but quite frankly, I can't do it. So you have Wei Li, who's won 21 fights in a row. You have Rose, who's 7-2 since she lost her title. But here's mainly why I like the distance. Because these two are going to go at each other. Four of Rose's last seven fights have gone the distance. And three of Wei Li's five bouts in the last have gone to the judges' cards. So statistically speaking, for the last seven, Rose goes the distance. Wei Li, three of the last five. And look, these ladies are winning. There are a lot of people that like Rose to upset Wei Li this weekend. I can't do it against someone who literally, I mean, have you seen Magnum fight? That's her nickname. I mean, we're talking about wrestling, power punching, incredible cardio. And Rose, she's crafty on the ground with submissions. She absolutely has increased her punching power. But here's the thing. When Rose won the title in 2017, it was by knockout. It was the only knockout of her career. So when she wins, it's either by decision on the ground, what have you. When she loses, it doesn't happen very often. She ain't getting knocked out. Wei Li, I just told you, 21 straight W's. I mean, that's insanity. I'm not betting against that. But I've seen Rose fight. I've bet on her. I've cashed. I don't see either of these ladies going down. I mean, you're going to have to literally pull one of them off of the other before one of them lets go, taps, calls it, whatever. All signs point to this going the distance. I have to go the distance. Minus 122. Is it a coin flip on going the distance? Look, there could be a knockout. I think that there's a knockout. You got to go Wei Li. She hasn't lost since her first match in UFC. But the fact that Rose, when she won the title, that was her only knockout. If you have an inkling that the Thug, which is her nickname, is going to dance and steal the belt back, do it by points. Do it by points, all right? Wei Li ain't getting knocked out. Rose ain't getting knocked out. I'm waiting for this puppy to go the distance and cash in the minus 122 on the prop shop. So in conclusion, I got Usman, the Nigerian Nightmare, defending the belt, winning by points. I got a sick same game parlay, Liverpool, Salah to score, under 3.5 goals. Say it three times fast. And we have Thug versus Magnum. Unbelievably riveting match. I gotta go the distance, minus 122. That's it for me. I am fired up. I got chills. I'm borderline schwitzing over here. That's how excited I am. Shout out to Ryan on the ones and twos. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review. Check out the Volume Sports YouTube channel. My picks are on Action Network. We're working our way back, baby. Still over 55%. How do you like me now? Don't forget to check out the other podcasts, the Colin Cowher podcast, Jenkins and Jones, Renee, absolutely balling. Of course, Koopa Soup, baby. We're having ourselves a ball over here on the Volume. For Ryan, for me, for everyone listening, Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco, find me on the interweb. We're out here taking good beats and bad beats and taking them to the bank, baby. Hey, you have yourself a wonderful weekend. Don't forget to hug your mothers. I'm out.